On a blue background, the title Walt Disney Pictures flashes below a castle. The logo dissolves into a 3D computer-animated film, where, inside a bedroom, boxes make up a mini-Western town. A crayon-drawn wanted poster of a Mr. Potato Head toy offers a $50 bazillion reward. 10-year-old Andy holds a Potato Head toy with a gun.
All right, everyone! This is a stick-up! Don't anybody move! Now empty that safe!
Andy shakes coins out of a piggy bank.
Money, money, money!
Stop it, you mean old potato!
Quiet, Bo Peep, or your sheep get run over!
Help! Help us!
Oh no, not my sheep! Somebody do something!
Andy holds up a floppy cowboy doll, then yanks a pull string in its back.
Reach for the sky!
Oh no, Sheriff Woody!
I'm here to stop you, one-eyed Bart!
No! How'd you know it was me?
Are you gonna come quietly?
Can't touch me, Sheriff. I brought my attack dog with a built-in force field.
Well, I brought my dinosaur, police force field dog.
The slinky dog runs away.
You're going to jail, Bart. Say goodbye to the wife and tater tots.
Andy plops Potato Head into a crib. Andy's baby sister with curly yellow hair excitedly picks up the Potato Head toy and drools on it.
You saved the day again, Woody.
You're my favorite deputy.
Got a friend in me.
Walt Disney Pictures presents Toy Story.
Got a friend in me.
Come on, let's wrangle up the cattle.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed.
Round them up, cowboy.
Just remember what your old pal said, boy, you got a friend in me.
Wearing a cowboy hat like Woody's, Andy high fives his toy sheriff.
Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, big and strong too.
Andy gives Woody a piggyback.
But none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy.
Andy and Woody spin in a recliner.
A friendship will never die. You gon' see it's our destiny.
Andy catapults the smiling cowboy off the recliner's footrest.
Right.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
Score!
Party streamers decorate the kitchen.
You got a friend
wow,
in
cool.
me.
What do you think?
Oh, this looks great, Mom.
Okay, birthday boy.
We saw that at the store. I asked you for it. Wow, look at that.
That's
so cool. Oh, my gosh, you got...
Yeah, I think that's going to be enough.
Can we leave this up till we move?
Well, sure, we can leave it
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Now go get Molly. Your friends are going to be here any minute.
Okay. It's party time, Woody.
The red-haired, blue-eyed Andy grabs his cowboy doll and dashes upstairs to his room, where his sister Molly bangs Potato Head against her crib.
Howdy, little lady.
Andy pulls Woody's string.
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
Come on, Molly.
Heavy.
See you later, Woody.
Woody, the toy sheriff, lies on Andy's cowboy bedspread and blinks. By himself, Woody comes alive and sits up.
Pull my string. The birthday party's today. Okay, everybody. Coast is clear.
A remote-controlled car, a wind-up pair of binoculars, and a shark squeeze toy come out. Potato Head rubs his scalp.
Ages 3 and up. It's on my box. Ages 3 and up. I'm not supposed to be babysitting Princess Drool.
Andy's toys move around the room. A robot, a green snake, and a fire truck with egg-sized firemen. Potato Head walks up to the piggy bank with his eyes, nose, and mouth on sideways.
Hey, Ham! Look! I'm Picasso!
I don't get it.
You uncultured swine! What are you looking at, you hockey puck?
A hockey puck shrugs. Woody meets with a tiny plastic soldier.
Hey, Sarge, have you seen Slinky?
Sir, no, sir!
Okay, hey, thank you. At ease.
Woody hops off the bed.
Hey, Slinky?
Right here, Woody.
A Slinky dog plays checkers.
No, Slink.
Oh, well, all right. You can be right if you want.
Not now, Slink. I got some bad news.
Bad news?
Just gather everyone up for a staff meeting and be happy.
Got it.
Be happy. Staff meeting, everybody! Snake, robot, podium duty.
Woody strolls past an Etch-a-Sketch, then stops with his back to it.
Hey, Etch.
Draw!
Etch sketches a picture of a pistol.
Oh! Got me again! Etch, you've been working on that draw. Fastest knobs in the West.
I got a staff meeting, you guys. Come on, let's go!
Now, where is that?
Hey, who moved my doodle pad way over here?
A dinosaur jumps out.
Well, how you doing, Rex?
Were you scared? Tell me honestly.
I was close to being scared that time.
Oh, I'm going for fearsome here, but I just don't feel it. I think I'm just coming off as annoying.
A doll figurine pulls Woody aside.
Oh, hi, Bo. Hi.
I wanted to thank you, Woody, for saving my flock.
Oh, hey, it was nothing.
What do you say I get someone else to watch the sheep tonight?
Hell yeah.
Remember, I'm just a couple of blocks away.
Come on, smaller toys up front. Hey, Woody, come on.
Using a Tinker Toy box as a podium, Woody glances at his doodle pad, then picks up a toy microphone.
Oh, thanks, Mike. Okay, oh, whoa, step back.
The tape player steps back as Woody blows into Mike's microphone.
Hello, check, that better? Great. Everybody hear me? Up on the shelf, can you hear me? Great. Okay, first item today. Has everyone picked a moving buddy?
Moving buddy? You can't be serious.
Well, I didn't know we were supposed to have one already.
But we have to hold hands.
Oh, yeah, you guys think this is a big joke. We've only got 1 week left before the move. I don't want any toys left behind. A moving buddy. You don't have one? Get one. All right, next. Tuesday night's plastic corrosion awareness meeting was, I think, a big success, and we want to thank Mr. Spell for putting that on for us. Thank you, Mr. Spell.
You're welcome.
Okay. One minor note here. Andy's birthday party has been moved to today.
What do you mean the party's today? His birthday's not till next week.
What's going on down there? Is Mom losing her marbles?
Well, obviously, she wanted to have the party before the move. I'm not worried. You shouldn't be worried.
Of course Woody ain't worried. He's been Andy's favorite since kindergarten. Hey, come on, potato head. If Woody says it's all right, then, well, darn it, it's good enough for me. Woody has never steered us wrong before.
Come on, guys. Every Christmas and birthday, we go through this.
But boy, Andy gets another dinosaur. A mean one. I just don't think I can take that kind of rejection.
Hey, listen. No one's getting replaced. This is Andy we're talking about. It doesn't matter how much we're played with.
He steps forward and gestures for Mike to follow.
What matters is that we're here for Andy when he needs us. That's what we're made for, right?
Pardon me. I hate to break up the staff meeting, but... They're here! Birthday guests at 3 o'clock!
Stay calm, everyone!
The toys rush to join Ham, the piggy bank, at the window, leaving Woody behind.
Meeting adjourned.
Oh, boy. Can you take a look at all those presents?
I can't see a thing.
Potato Head pops out his eyes and holds them up over the other toys.
Yes, sir. We're next month's garage sale fodder for sure.
Any dinosaur-shaped ones?
Oh, for crying out loud. They're all in boxes, you idiot.
They're getting bigger.
Wait, there's a nice little one over there.
The guest turns. They see that the gift box is taller than he is. Woody rubs his brow.
All right! If I send out the troops, will you all calm down?
Yes, we promise!
Okay! Save your batteries.
Very good, Woody. That's using the old noodle.
Woody eyes the plastic soldier.
Sergeant, establish a recon post downstairs. Code red. You know what to do.
Yes, sir!
A bucket of soldiers.
All right, men. You heard him. Code red. Repeat. We are at code red. Recon plan Charlie. Execute. Let's move.
The tiny green soldiers hop out of the bucket, march to the door, and crack it open. A point man checks the dark hallway, then waves a soldier past. He hurries across the hall, glances over the balcony, then signals the troops. 12 soldiers march into the hall, carrying a baby intercom over their heads. Behind the railing, the sergeant uses binoculars to spy on Andy's mom.
Okay, come on, kids. Everyone in the living room, it's almost time for the presents.
The sergeant signals 2 paratroopers. They leap off the balcony, open their camouflaged parachutes, and sail gently down to the first floor. Receiving an all-clear signal from below, the upstairs troops throw a jump rope over the balcony, then slide down to the first floor. In Andy's room, the toys gather around the intercom receiver.
All right, gangway.
And this is how we find out what is in those presents.
Downstairs, the 3-inch-high soldiers march near a door, then freeze into their toy battle poses as Andy's mom enters.
Here come the chips. I've got Cool Ranch and barbecue.
Andy's mom steps on a soldier.
Oh, I thought I told him to pick these up.
Shouldn't they be there by now? What's taking them so long?
Hey, these guys are professionals. They're the best. Come on, they're not lying down on the job.
Downstairs, the soldiers lie scattered on the floor. Alone again, they come to life and march single file toward a potted plant. The stepped-on soldier can't get up.
Go on without me. Just go!
A good soldier never leaves a man behind.
The sergeant pulls the wounded soldier to his feet, then signals his balcony troop. Using the jump rope, they lower the baby monitor and 6 soldiers downstairs. They carry the monitor overhead, joining the rest of the soldiers in the leafy plant. Several kids chase a ball past the hidden patrol.
Okay, everybody, come on!
The soldiers turn on the monitor while the medic checks the wounded man, then gives a thumbs up to the sergeant.
Sit in the middle there, good. And which present are you going to open first?
The sergeant spies the presents.
There they are.
In Andy's room.
Come in, Mother Bird. This is Alpha Bravo.
This is it.
Come in,
this is
Bird.
It. Quiet.
All right. Andy's opening the first present now.
Mrs. Potato Head. Hey, I can dream, can't I?
The bow's coming off. He's ripping the wrapping paper. It's a lunchbox. We've got a lunchbox here.
A lunchbox?
Lunchbox?
For lunch.
Okay, second present. It appears to be. Okay, it's bed sheets.
Who invited that kid?
In the plant, the sergeant watches through binoculars as Andy's stack of presents dwindles.
Oh, only one left.
Okay, we're on the last present now.
Last present!
It's a big one. It's a board game. Repeat, Battleship!
Ham slaps Potato Head on the back and knocks out all his parts.
Hey, watch it!
Sorry there, old spudhead.
Mission accomplished. Well done, man. Pack it up. We're going home.
So did I tell you, huh? Nothing to worry about.
I knew you were right all along, Woody. Never doubted you for a second.
Wait a minute. Oh, what do we have here? Oh.
Wait! Turn that thing back on!
Come in, Mother Bird. Mom has pulled a surprise present from the closet. And he's opening it.
He's really excited about this.
Mom!
It's a huge package. Oh, get out. One of the kids is in the
way. I can't see you.
Rex the dinosaur impatiently knocks the receiver off the nightstand.
It's a what? What is it?
The batteries pop out.
Oh, no!
You big lizard! Now I'll never know what it is!
Way to go, Rex!
No! Turn him around!
Oh, he's putting him in back. You're putting him in backwards.
Plus is positive, minus is negative! Oh, let me!
Woody grabs the batteries.
Red alert! Andy is coming upstairs!
Woody fixes the receiver.
Sergeant, repeat! Resume your positions now!
Andy's coming, everybody! Back to your places! Hurry!
The toys dart around the room.
Where's my ear? Who's in my ear? Did you see my ear?
Here I come!
Rex runs into a wastebasket. Lenny the binocular toy hops onto a bookshelf. On the bed, Woody flops onto his side like a doll. Andy and his friends burst in.
Hey, look! It's lasers light up!
A hand swipes Woody off the bed.
Quick, make a space! This is where the spaceship lands! And he turns it back and he does a karate chop action!
Calm down, guys! Time for games!
Andy and his friends rush out of the room. The closet door swings open, and the toys peek out and step toward the bed. Rex slowly gets up and joins them.
What is it?
Can you see
what
it?
What the heck is up there?
Woody, who's up there with you?
Woody crawls out from under the bed.
Woody, what are you doing under the bed?
Nothing. I'm sure Andy was just a little excited. That's all. Too much cake and ice cream, I suppose. It's just a mistake.
Well, that mistake is sitting in your spot, Woody.
Have you been replaced?
Hey, what did I tell you earlier? No one is getting replaced. Now, let's all be polite and give whatever it is up there a nice, big Andy's room welcome.
Woody climbs up the bed and peeks over the edge. His mouth drops open in awe as he studies Andy's new action figure, a broad-shouldered astronaut with a clear, bubble-shaped helmet. Between red buttons on its spacesuit, lettering reads, Space Ranger. The square-jawed ranger scans the room and stands on a cowboy-decorated bedspread.
Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Come in, Star Command.
Star Command, come in. Do you read me?
Why don't they answer?
My ship!
His cardboard rocket ship lies upside down on the bed.
Blast. This'll take weeks to repair.
Buzz Lightyear mission log, stardate 4072. My ship is run off course en route to Sector 12. I've crash-landed on a strange planet. The impact must have awoken me from hypersleep.
He bounces on the bed.
Terrain seems a bit unstable. No readout yet if the air is breathable. And there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Hello?
Buzz presses a button, aiming a red light at Woody.
Whoa, did I frighten you? Didn't mean to. Sorry, howdy. My name is Woody, and this is Andy's room. That's all I wanted to say. And also, there has been a bit of a mix-up. This is my spot, see? The bed here.
Local law enforcement. It's about time you got here. I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Universe Protection Unit. My ship has crash-landed here by mistake.
Yes, it is a mistake, because you see, the bed here is my spot.
I need to repair my turbo boosters. Do people still use fossil fuels, or have you discovered crystallic fusion?
Well, let's see. We got double A's.
Watch yourself. Buzz, who goes there?
Don't shoot!
It's okay. Friends.
Do you know these life forms?
Yes. They're Andy's toys.
All right, everyone. You're clear to come up. I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Oh, I'm so glad you're not a dinosaur.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Now, thank you all for your kind welcome.
Say, what's that button do?
I'll show you.
Buzz Lightyear to the rescue.
Oh. Hey, Woody's got something like that. His is a pool strike. Only
it sounds like a car ran over it.
Oh, yeah, but not like this one. This is a quality sound system. Probably all copper wiring, huh? So, where are you from? Singapore? Hong Kong?
Well, no. Actually, I'm stationed up in the Gamma Quadrant of Sector 4. As a member of the elite Universe Protection Unit of the Space Ranger Corps, I protect the galaxy from the threat of invasion from the evil Emperor Zurg, sworn enemy of the Galactic Alliance.
Oh, really? I'm from Play School.
And I'm from Mattel. Well, I'm not really from Mattel. I'm actually from a smaller company that was purchased in a leveraged buyout. Well, I don't really...
You think they've never seen a new toy before?
Well, sure. Look at him. He's got more gadgets on him than a Swiss Army knife.
Slinky presses a button.
Please be careful. You don't want to be in the way when my laser goes off.
Hey, a laser? How come you don't have a laser, Woody?
It's not a laser. It's a little light bulb that blinks.
What's with him?
Laser envy.
All right, that's enough. Look, we're all very impressed with Andy's new toy.
Toy?
T-O-Y. Toy.
Excuse me, I think the word you're searching for is Space Ranger.
The word I'm searching for, I can't say, because there's preschool toys present.
Getting kind of tense, aren't you?
Oh, Mr. Lightyear, now I'm curious. What does a Space Ranger actually do?
He's not a Space Ranger! He doesn't fight evil or shoot lasers or fly!
Excuse me.
Wings pop out of Buzz's jetpack.
Oh, impressive wingspan. Very good.
Oh, what? What? These are plastic. He can't fly.
They are a pterillium carbonic alloy, and I can fly.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You can't.
Can. I tell you, I could fly around this room with my eyes closed.
Okay, then, Mr. Lightbeer, prove it.
All right, then I will. Stand back, everyone.
Woody shakes his head in cocky disbelief as Buzz climbs on top of the bedpost, looks way down to the floor, then closes his eyes.
To infinity and beyond!
He dives off, plummets helmet first into a rubber ball, then bounces back into the air and sails toward a Hot Wheels track. Landing feet first on a race car, Buzz rides it through a loop, then soars into the air as the car launches off a jump. His wings catch on the landing gear of a hanging airplane mobile, and he spins faster and faster. Then, he somersaults through the air and lands smoothly on the bed.
Can.
Whoa! Oh, wow, you flew magnificently.
I found my moving buddy.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you.
That wasn't flying. That was falling with style.
Man, the dolls must really go for you. Can you teach me that?
Bob, howdy.
Oh, shut up. You know, in a couple of days, everything will be just the way it was. They'll see. They'll see. I'm still Andy's favorite toy.
Later.
I was on top of the world, living high. Right in my pocket.
Andy bounces on the bed, holding Woody.
I was living the life. Things were just the way they should be.
Andy sets Woody by a cardboard bank.
Went from out of the the sky like a bomb comes some little pocket of rocket.
Andy aims Buzz's laser at Woody, then knocks the shot cowboy aside.
Strange things are happening to me.
Andy goes into the closet wearing a cowboy hat, then comes out wearing a Buzz Lightyear costume. With a long face, Woody stands on Andy's new Buzz Lightyear bedspread. Buzz helps Rex practice his ferociousness. He congratulates Rex. Woody frowns at Etch's drawing of Buzz, then erases it. The toys work out with Buzz.
Best I can to carry on.
Potato's arms pop out as he tries to lift a Tinker toy weight.
I was respected, but not anymore. And I've lost the love of the one whom I adore.
Woody watches Slinky Dog help Buzz with his spaceship. Woody kicks the checkerboard, and a checker ricochets into his mouth. As Buzz pets Slinky, Woody pushes the dog's wagging tail end off the bed. Later, Andy puts his toys away. That night, Andy sleeps with Buzz. From inside the toy chest, Woody stares in shock. The next morning, Woody peeks out of the chest, scans the empty room, then throws the chest lid open. Hatless, he strokes his cowlick.
Oh, finally. Oh. Hey, who's got my hat?
The shark toy.
I'm Woody. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Give me that.
Say there, lizard and stretchy dog. Let me show you something. It looks as though I've been accepted into your culture. Your chief, Andy, inscribed his name on me.
Wow! With permanent ink, too!
Well, I must get back to repairing my ship.
Woody sadly looks at his own boot with Andy scribbled on it.
Don't let it get to you, Woody.
Let what? I don't, what do you mean? Who?
I know Andy's excited about Buzz, but you know, he'll always have a special place for you.
Yeah, like the attic.
All right, that's it.
Buzz repairs his cardboard ship.
Bonding strip.
Mr. Lightyear wants more tape.
Buzz lies under his ship. Woody pulls him out.
Listen, Light Snack, you stay away from Andy. He's mine, and no one is taking him away from me.
What are you talking about?
Where's that bonding strip?
Woody clenches his teeth.
And another thing, stop with this spaceman thing. It's getting on my nerves.
Are you saying you want to lodge a complaint with Star Command?
Oh, okay. Well, so you want to do it the hard way, huh?
Don't even think about it, cowboy.
Oh, yeah? Tough guy?
Woody pushes Buzz, opening his space helmet. Gasping, Buzz drops to his knees and clutches Woody's leg. Woody looks around, unconcerned.
The air isn't toxic. How dare you open a spaceman's helmet on an uncharted planet? My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
He closes his helmet.
You actually think you're the Buzz Lightyear?
Oh, all this time I thought it was an act. Hey, guys, look! It's the real Buzz Lightyear!
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Oh, no, 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 no.
Buzz, look, an alien!
Where?
The toys glance nervously at the window.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
It's Sid.
They climb up to the window.
I thought he was at summer camp.
They must have kicked him out early this year.
No, not Sid.
They watch a boy next door throw rocks at a toy.
Who is it this time?
I can't tell. Hey, where's Lenny?
Right here, Woody.
Woody looks through binocular Lenny at a firecracker-rigged soldier.
Oh, no. It's a combat, Carl.
What's going on?
Nothing that concerns you spacemen. Just us toys.
I'd better take a look anyway.
Buzz peers through Lenny.
Why is that soldier strapped to an explosive device?
That's why. Sid.
Buzz sees the dog.
There's a hairy fella.
No, no, that's Scud, you idiot. That is Sid.
Sid wears a black skull t-shirt.
That happy child?
That ain't no happy child.
He tortures toys just for fun!
Sid heaves a cement block at Combat Carl.
Well, then we've got to do something.
He hops onto the windowsill.
Get down from there!
I'm gonna teach that boy a lesson.
Yeah, sure. You go ahead. Melt him with your scary laser.
Be careful with that! It's extremely dangerous.
He's lighting it! Lighting it! Hit the dirt!
The toys dive away from the window as debris flies through the air. They return slowly.
Yes! He's gone! He's history!
I could have stopped him.
Buzz, I would love to see you try.
Of course, I'd love to see you as a crater.
The sooner we move, the better.
Dusk. A for sale sign outside Andy's house reads, Virtual Realty. Sold. In his room, Andy plays with Buzz and Woody.
To infinity and beyond!
His mom enters.
Oh, all this packing makes me hungry. What would you say to dinner at, Pizza Planet?
Pizza Planet? Oh, cool!
When Andy leaves, Woody shoves Buzz off him.
Can I bring some toys?
You can bring one toy.
Just one?
One toy?
Sitting on the desk, Woody glances over at Buzz, frowns, then picks up a magic 8-ball.
Will Andy pick me?
He shakes the 8-ball, then reads a triangle that appears in the window.
Don't count on it! Oh!
He throws the 8-ball down in frustration. It rolls off the desk and gets stuck in a crack. Woody slyly raises an eyebrow. With a cunning smirk, he watches Buzz rummage through Andy's pencil box. Then, he glimpses RC, the remote control car, on the corner of the desk.
Buzz! Oh, Buzz! Buzz Lightyear! Buzz Lightyear, thank goodness! We've got trouble!
Trouble? Where?
Down there! Just down there! A helpless toy! He's trapped, Buzz!
Then we've no time to lose!
While Buzz races to the edge of the desk, Woody tiptoes over to RC and picks up the remote control.
I don't see anything!
He's there! Just keep looking!
Woody steers RC toward Buzz, who leaps out of the way. RC crashes into a bulletin board. Thumbtacks rain down around Buzz. The board falls, sending a globe rolling toward Buzz. Running away, he slips, then rolls safely onto the windowsill. The globe hits a lamp that knocks Buzz out the window.
Buzz!
Buzz!
Buzz lands in a bush.
I don't see him in the driveway. I think he bounced into Sid's yard.
Oh, Buzz!
Woody backs away gingerly.
Hey, everyone! RC's trying to say something!
What is it, boy? He's saying that this was no accident.
What do you mean?
I mean Humpty Dumpty was pushed by Woody.
What?
Wait a minute. You don't think I meant to knock Buzz out the window, do you, Potato Head?
That's Mr. Potato Head to you, you backstabbing murderer.
Now, it was an accident, guys. Come on. Now, you gotta believe me.
We believe you, Woody. Right, Rex?
I don't like confrontations.
Where is your honor, dirtbag? You are an absolute disgrace. You don't deserve to. Hey!
Couldn't handle Buzz cutting in on your playtime, could you, Woody? Didn't want to face the fact that Buzz just might be Andy's new favorite toy. So you got rid of him. But what if Andy starts playing with me more, Woody, huh? You gonna knock me out of the window, too?
I don't think we should give him the chance.
Here he is, Ben!
Soldiers attack
Woody. Let's him up by his pulse string.
I got dibs on his head.
Would you boys stop it?
Tackle him.
No, wait. I can explain everything.
Hey, Mom, be right down. I've got to get Buzz.
The toys hide. Andy enters. Puzzled, he sees Woody alone on the desk.
Mom, do you know where Buzz is?
No, I haven't seen him.
Etch draws a hangman's noose.
Andy, I'm heading out the door.
But Mom, I can't find him.
Honey, just grab some other toy. Now come on.
Okay.
Andy grabs Woody's arm and meets his mom outside by their minivan.
I couldn't find my Buzz. I know I left him right there.
Honey, I'm sure he's around. You'll find him.
In a shrub, Buzz pokes his head through the leaves and sees Andy carrying Woody into the van. As they drive off, Buzz dashes after the van and leaps onto the bumper. Later, the toys lure a chain of monkeys toward the shrub.
It's too short! We need more monkeys!
There aren't any more! That's the whole barrel! Buzz, the monkeys aren't working! We're formulating another plan! Stay calm!
Where could he be?
Elsewhere, lettering on a glowing egg-shaped gas station sign reads, Dinoco. Andy's mom pulls the minivan up to a pump. Molly sits in the passenger seat, Andy in the back.
Can I help pump the gas?
Sure. I'll even let you drive.
Yeah?
Yeah, when you're 16.
Woody lies alone on the back seat.
Oh, great. How am I going to convince those guys it was an accident?
Woody glimpses Buzz in the open sunroof.
Buzz!
Buzz hops inside, a dead bug on
Buzz!
His helmet.
Ha! You're alive! This is great! Oh! I'm saved! I'm saved! Andy will find you here! He'll take us back to the room, and then you can tell everyone that this was all just a big mistake.
He wipes off the bug.
Buddy?
I just want you to know that even though you tried to terminate me, revenge is not an idea we promote on my planet.
Oh, well, that's good.
But we're not on my planet, are we?
No.
Buzz tackles Woody out the open door. Wrestling, they roll under the van.
Okay, come on! You want a piece of me?
Buzz slugs him. Woody pins Buzz and punches his face. Buzz closes his helmet, pinching Woody's hand. Buzz flips him and rolls on top.
Pizza Planet, yeah!
Woody's eyes widen in fright as the van leaves. Buzz and Woody stand up, watching the van drive off into the starlit night. Woody jogs toward the road.
Does he realize that I'm not there? I'm lost. Oh, I'm a lost toy.
He drops to his knees. Buzz talks into his wrist communicator.
Buzz Lightyear mission log. The local sheriff and I seem to be at a huge refueling station of some sort.
You!
Woody runs at Buzz. Caught in the bright headlights of a tanker truck, their mouths drop open in shock. Buzz leaps aside while Woody flops to the ground and lies frozen. The tanker stops at a pump. Its tire just grazes Woody's hat. Shaking, Woody backs away from the tire and bumps into Buzz.
According to my navicomputer, the...
Shut up! Just shut up, you idiot!
Sheriff, this is no time to panic.
This is the perfect time to panic! I'm lost, Andy is gone, they're going to move from their house in 2 days and it's all your fault!
My fault? If you hadn't pushed me out of the window in the first place...
Oh, yeah, well, if you hadn't shown up your stupid little cardboard spaceship and taken away everything that was important to me...
Don't talk to me about importance. Because of you, the security of this entire universe is in jeopardy.
What? What are you talking about?
Right now, poised at the edge of the galaxy, Emperor Zurg has been secretly building a weapon with the destructive capacity to annihilate an entire planet. I alone have information that reveals this weapon's only weakness. And you, my friend, are responsible for delaying my rendezvous with Star Command!
You are a toy! You weren't the real Buzz Lightyear, you're an action figure! You are a child's plaything!
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity. Farewell.
Oh yeah, well, good riddance, you loony!
Woody walks away.
Rendezvous with Star Command.
A Pizza Planet delivery truck pulls up.
Pizza Planet?
Andy! Oh no. I can't show my face in that room without Buzz. Buzz! Buzz, come back!
Go away.
No! Buzz, you gotta come back!
Woody spots a rocket sign on the truck.
I found a spaceship!
Buzz stops and looks back.
It's a spaceship, Buzz!
Hidden behind an oil stand, the two toys study the dirty, beat-up pickup truck with a plastic replica of a rocket on the roof.
Now, you're sure this space freighter will return to its port of origin once it jettisons its food supply?
Uh-huh. And when we get there, we'll be able to find a way to transport you home.
Well then, let's climb aboard.
No, wait, Buzz! Let's get the back! No one will see us there!
Negative. There are no restraining harnesses in the cargo area. Be much safer in the cockpit.
Buzz climbs up to the window.
Buzz!
Buzz peers past a stack of pizza boxes, then dives behind them. Woody dashes to the back of the truck, leaps onto the bumper, and opens the tailgate window. As he climbs in the back, the window slams his rear. He peers through the cab window as Buzz fastens his seatbelt.
Safer in the cockpit than a cargo bay. What an idiot.
The driver shifts into gear. Woody slams into the tailgate as the truck jerks forward. A sharp corner hurls Woody against the window. Paper cups and a massive toolbox slide right toward him. Later, the delivery boy speeds into Pizza Planet, parks, and hops out. The round restaurant looks like Saturn. Glancing out the window, Buzz smiles at a sleek rocket.
Scheduled for T-minus 30 minutes and counting.
Buzz unbuckles his seatbelt and glimpses two robots at the entrance.
You are clear to enter. Welcome to Pizza Planet.
Buzz looks into the back of the truck and sees the toolbox.
Sheriff!
Woody's squished behind it.
There you are.
He collapses.
Now, the entrance is heavily guarded. We need a way to get inside.
Woody sits up with a cup on his head.
Great idea, Woody. I like your thinking.
Later, Woody hides inside a soda cup. Buzz wears a hamburger box.
Now!
They run for the door.
Quickly, Sheriff! The airlock is closing!
Inside, the running cup and box freeze like discarded trash as kids raced past. Then Buzz bumps into Woody.
Watch where you're going!
Sorry!
Woody wags his straw at Buzz, then leads him behind some video games where they remove their fast food disguises. Awestruck, Buzz steps into an outer space-like arcade. The words Mission Control rotate around a tower of video screens.
What a spaceport!
Good work, Woody.
A girl fills her cup with green soda called Alien Slime. Nearby, a boy playing Whack-A-Alien hammers springing critters on a spaceman's chest.
Black hole, please, please, please.
Andy! Now we need to find a ship that's headed for Sector 12.
Wait a minute, no, Buzz, this way.
Woody leads Buzz toward Andy.
It's a special ship, I just saw it.
You mean it has hyperdrive?
Hyperactive hyperdrive. And astro, turf.
Where is it? I don't see it. Come on, that's it.
Spaceship!
While Woody waits for Andy to get closer, Buzz sprints toward a rocket ship crane game.
And...
the universe explodes.
Okay, Buzz, when I say go, we're gonna jump in the basket.
Buzz dives into the rocket ship's prize door.
No!
Andy passes.
This cannot be happening to me.
A boy walks by. Woody ducks out of sight. Inside the crane game, Buzz stands among a crowd of short, green, three-eyed alien prizes.
A stranger from the outside.
Greetings. I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
The squishy aliens gather around Buzz, raising their stubby three-fingered hands. In the arcade, Woody dashes to the crane game and crawls through the prize chute.
This is an intergalactic emergency. I need to commandeer your vessel to Sector 12. Who's in charge here?
They point up to a gleaming silver claw.
Claw's our master. Claw chooses who will go and who will stay.
This is ludicrous.
Hey, Bozo, you got a brain in there? Take that!
Woody glimpses Andy's neighbor.
Oh, no! Sid! Get down!
They hide under the aliens as Sid puts in a coin.
What's gotten into you, Sheriff?
You are the one that decided to climb into this.
The claw. It moves.
The claw dips into the prize bin, grabs an alien, and lifts it off of Buzz.
I have been chosen. Farewell, my friends. I go on to a better place.
Gotcha.
Sid eyes the remaining prizes.
A Buzz Lightyear? No way!
Panicked, Woody rushes to a small back door, knocking two aliens out of his way. He pushes the door hard, but a bar locks it. Gritting his teeth, he turns the bar, then shoves the door open. Looking back, he sees the claw grip Buzz's helmet and lift him.
Yes!
Woody grabs Buzz's legs, pulling him down.
Hey!
Not seeing Woody, Sid punches the game.
He has been chosen.
The aliens push Buzz up.
Stop it! Stop it, you zealots!
Woody clings to Buzz's foot as the crane hoists them both up.
All right, double prizes!
Sid takes his toys out of the prize chute.
Let's go home and play.
The white skull on Sid's black t-shirt dissolves into Sid's dimly lit neighborhood. Sid skateboards across the street and hops a curb. In his backpack, Buzz rides with Woody and an alien. Buzz peers through an open zipper.
Sheriff, I can see your dwelling from here. You're almost home.
Nirvana is coming. The mystic portal awaits.
Will you be quiet? You guys don't get it, do you? Once we go into Sid's house, we won't be coming out.
Oh, Scott, hey, boy! Sid, good boy. Hey, I got something for you,
Freeze.
Boy.
Sid grabs the alien and balances it on his dog's nose.
Ready, set, now!
The dog chomps it.
Anna! Hey, Anna!
What?
Did I get my package in the mail?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Oh, no, Hannah!
What?
Look, Janie!
Hey!
She's sick!
No, she's not!
Let's perform one of my operations!
Not Sid's room, not there!
Sid grabs his sister's doll and dashes upstairs.
Sid!
sick patient here, nurse. Prepare the OR. Stat!
He clamps the doll in a vise.
Patient is prepped. No one's ever attempted a double bypass brain transplant before.
Sid grabs a pterodactyl.
Now for the tricky part. Pliers!
I don't believe that man's ever been to medical school.
Doctor, you've done it!
Janie now has a pterodactyl head.
Hannah!
Janie's all better now. She's lying! Whatever she says, it's not true!
Sid tosses Janie aside and chases after his sister. Woody gapes fearfully around Sid's room and sees Janie, now headless, a melted doll in a waffle iron, and a lava lamp with floating doll heads.
We are gonna die.
I'm out of here!
Woody dashes across the bed, then leaps off a shelf and grabs the doorknob.
Locked!
He drops to the floor.
There's gotta be another way out of here.
Woody nervously watches a yo-yo roll across the floor, then stop. With shifty, alert eyes, Woody picks up a pencil as a weapon and creeps further into the spooky room. A shadow whizzes past.
Buzz? Was that you?
Shaking in fright, Woody tosses the pencil aside and picks up a flashlight. Shining it under the bed, he sees the face of a baby doll.
Hey, hi there, little fella. Come out here. Do you know a way out of here?
As the baby face crawls out from under the bed, Woody notices it's a one-eyed doll's head on a spidery body of metal erector set pieces. The jittery sheriff's teeth chatter as Babyface rises up. Woody looks away and sees a mutant toy with shapely Barbie doll legs and a fishing pole body. Nearby, a jack-in-the-box pops open and a wrinkly hand springs out. Woody hugs his flashlight. Another mutant toy turns it off. Woody drops it, scrambles up the bed, and climbs on top of Buzz. Clinging to the space helmet, Woody watches the mutant toys drag away headless Janie and the pterodactyl head. Buzz's eyes widen.
They're cannibals!
Woody dives into Sid's backpack. Buzz joins him and presses a button on his chest.
Mayday! Mayday! Come in, Star Command! Send reinforcements! Star Command, do you copy? I've set my laser from stun to kill.
Ah, great, great. Yeah, and if anyone attacks us, we can blink them to death.
Next door, Andy's toys shine a flashlight into the bushes.
Hey, you guys! I think I found him! Buzz! Is that you?
Whiskers! Will you get out of here? You're interfering with a search and rescue!
Rex turns off the light.
Look! They're home!
Andy's mom steers the minivan into the driveway. Andy climbs out of the side door.
Mom, have you seen Woody?
Where was the last place you left him?
Right here in the van.
I'm sure he's there. You're just not looking hard enough.
He's not here, Mom. Woody's gone.
Woody's gone?
Boy, the weasel ran away.
Huh? I told you he was guilty.
Who would have thought he was capable of such atrocities?
Oh, Slink. I hope he's okay.
The next morning at Sid's.
Oh, a survivor! Where's the rebel base? Talk!
Sid throws Woody to the floor.
I can see you're with a straw.
Sid opens a window shade.
Well, we have ways of making you talk.
Sid catches the sun's rays in a magnifying glass and focuses an intense beam of light onto Woody's forehead. It starts to smoke.
Where are your rebel friends now?
Your Pop-Tarts are ready!
All right!
Sid leaves. Woody bolts up. He dunks his sizzling forehead in a bowl of cereal, then sits up with Fruit Loops over his eyes. Buzz yanks suction darts off of his helmet and rear end.
Are you all right? I'm proud of you, Sheriff. A lesser man would have talked under such torture.
Sure hope this isn't permanent.
Still no word from Star Command. We're not that far from a spaceport.
The door! It's open! We're free!
What if you don't know what's out there?
I'll tell you what...
The mutant toys block the door.
They're gonna eat us, Buzz! Do something quick!
Shield your eyes!
Buzz fires his laser. A red light blinks.
It's not working. I recharged it before I left. It should be good
for
now.
You idiot! You're a toy! Use your karate chop action!
Woody pushes a button that makes Buzz's arm karate chop.
Back, you savages, back!
Woody, stop it!
Sorry, guys, but dinner's canceled!
Woody leaves.
There's no place like home! There's no place like home!
He dashes down the stairs.
There's no place like home!
Woody stops, his eyes wide with fright. Sid's beefy dog, Scud, sleeps on the landing. Woody inches carefully back up the stairs. At the top, Buzz claps his hand over Woody's mouth and pulls him aside.
Not out of step like that, cowboy. You're gonna get us killed.
Don't tell me what to do.
Shh.
Buzz sprints past the stairs. Ducking behind a wall, he gestures for Woody to follow. Woody glances warily down at Scud, then drops to his hands and knees and crawls over to Buzz. As Woody stands up, his pull string catches on the balcony railing. Unaware, he sneaks down the hall. His string pulls out.
We got to get this wagon train a moving!
Scud wakes up and stalks upstairs.
Split up!
Buzz races into the den. Woody dashes into a closet, closing the door behind him. Ears pricked, Scud pokes his head into the den where Buzz hides behind the door. Glancing around the room, Scud sees Sid's father asleep in a recliner, then leaves. Buzz watches him wander down the hall, then looks at the TV with an excited grin.
Calling Buzz Lightyear! Come in, Buzz Lightyear! This is Star Command! Buzz
Star
Lightyear,
Command!
Do you read me?
Buzz Lightyear responding! Read you loud and clear!
Buzz Lightyear! Planet Earth needs your help!
On the way!
Buzz Lightyear!
The world's greatest superhero! Now the world's greatest toy! Buzz has it all! Locky, crisp communicator!
Calling Buzz Lightyear!
Karate chop action!
Wow!
Pulsating laser light!
Total annihilation!
Multi-phrase voice simulator!
In a secret mission in uncharted space.
And best of all, high pressure space wings!
To infinity and beyond!
Not a flying toy.
Get your Buzz Lightyear action figure and save a galaxy near you!
Buzz Lightyear!
Available at all Al's Toy Bound outlets in the Tri-County area.
Buzz lifts his wrist panel and reads the inscription, Made in Taiwan. His face sags with disappointment.
Out among the stars I sail, way beyond the moon. In my silver ship I sail, the dream that ended too soon.
He sees an open window.
Now I know exactly who I am and what I'm here for.
You are a toy, you can't fly.
And I will go sailing no more.
He climbs on top of the balcony railing and opens his space wings.
But no, it can't be true. I could fly if I wanted to, like a bird in the sky. If I believed I could fly, why I'd fly
to infinity and beyond.
Arms outstretched, he leaps toward the open window. In slow motion, he starts to fall, his eyes wide with shock as he flips over in the air. He belly flops onto a stair. As he bounces to the floor, his left arm pops off.
Clearly, I will go sailing no more.
Lying on the red tile floor with his broken left arm next to him, Buzz shakes his head in dismay. His toothy toy grin returns as Hannah approaches. Hannah picks up Buzz. Upstairs, Woody tumbles out of the closet tangled in Christmas lights. A bowling ball falls on him.
Buzz, the coast is clear.
Buzz, where are you?
Hannah has a tea party with Buzz.
Really? That is so interesting. Would you like some tea, Mrs. Nesbitt?
Buzz!
It's so nice you could join us on such late notice.
Oh, no.
One-armed Buzz wears a pink apron and a hat. Woody cups his hand around his mouth.
Hannah! Oh, Hannah!
Mom? Please excuse me, ladies. I'll be right back.
She leaves Buzz at a table with three headless dolls.
What is it, Mom? Mom, where are you?
Buzz! Hey, Buzz, are you okay?
Gone! It's all gone. All of it's gone. Bye-bye. Woo, see ya.
What happened to you?
One minute you're defending the whole galaxy, and suddenly you find yourself sucking down Darjeeling with
Marie Antoinette and her little sister. I think you've had enough tea for today. Let's get you out of here, Buzz.
Don't you get it? You see the hat? I am Mrs. Nesbitt.
Snap out of it, Buzz!
Woody slaps Buzz with the broken arm.
I'm sorry. You're right. I am just a little depressed. That's all. I can get through this.
Oh, I'm a sham!
Shh, look at me. Buzz. I can't even fly out of a window. But the hat looked good. Tell me the hat looked good.
The apron is a bit much.
Out the window, Buzz. You're a genius. Come on. This way.
Years of academy training wasted.
At Andy's.
B3.
Miss.
G6.
Oh, you sunk it. Are you peeking?
Oh, quit your whining and pay up. No, not the ear. Give me the nose. Come on.
How about 3 out of 5?
Woody opens Sid's window.
Hey, guys! Guys! Hey!
Son of a building block! It's Woody!
He's in the psycho's bedroom. Everyone, it's Woody!
Woody?
You're kidding!
Woody!
We're gonna get out of here, Buzz. Buzz?
On the floor, Buzz plays airplane with his broken arm.
You guys!
I knew you'd come back, Woody.
What are you doing over there?
It's a long story, Bo. I'll explain later. Here, catch this!
Woody throws the string of Christmas lights.
I got it, Woody.
He got it, Woody!
Good going, Slick. Now just tie it onto something.
Wait. I got a better idea. How about we don't?
Hey!
Potato head.
Did you all take stupid pills this morning? Have you forgotten what he did to Buzz? And now you want to let him back over here?
No. You got it all wrong, Potato Head. Buzz is fine. Buzz is right here. He's with me.
You are a liar.
No, I'm not. Buzz, come over here and you just tell the nice toys that you're not dead.
Frowning, Buzz peels stickers off of his broken arm.
Just a sec. Buzz, will you get up here and give me a hand?
Buzz throws his arm at Woody.
That's very funny, Buzz. This is serious!
Hey, Woody, where'd you go?
He's lying. Buzz ain't there.
Woody pretends the arm is Buzz.
Hi, Buzz. Why don't you say hello to the guys over there?
Hiya, fellas, to infinity and beyond.
Hey, look, it's Buzz.
Hey, Buzz, let's show the guys our new secret best friend's handshake. Give me 5, man.
Something screwy here.
So you see, we're friends now, guys, aren't we, Buzz?
You bet. Give me a hug.
Oh, I love you, too.
See, it is Buzz. Now give back the lights, Potato Head.
Wait just a minute.
What are you trying to pull?
Nothing.
Woody shrugs and reveals the broken arm.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Murderer!
No,
murdering
no,
dog!
No, it's not what you think, I swear!
Say that for the jury. I hope Sid pulls your voice box out, you freak.
No, Potato Head drops the lights.
You gotta help us, Blitz. You don't know what it's like. Oh,
come on,
man.
Let's get out of here.
Go back to your lives, citizens. Show's over.
Come back. Slink, please! Please, listen to me!
Slink closes the blinds.
Welcome back! Slinky!
Woody's head droops over the windowsill. Turning around, he sees the mutant toys surrounding Buzz.
Buzz!
Woody rushes over.
Go away! You're disgusting! Freak!
Woody fights the babyface spider for the broken arm.
Back, you cannibal!
Babyface yanks it away, then joins the crowd of toys around Buzz.
You're not gonna get him, you monster!
He sees Buzz amid the toys, his left arm now attached.
Hey, they fixed you.
Woody tests Buzz's arm.
But they're cannibals. We saw them eat those other toys.
Woody sees that Hannah's ragdoll Janie and Sid's pterodactyl toy have their own heads back. Woody smiles nervously.
Sorry. I thought that you were gonna... You know, eat my friend.
The toys hide.
Hey, what's wrong?
No, Mom, I'm busy!
Sid! Buzz, come on, get up! Use your legs! Fine, let's sit trash her, but don't blame me!
Woody hides under a milk crate.
It came! It finally came!
Sid tears open a package.
The big one.
He takes out a rocket firecracker.
Extremely dangerous. Keep out of reach of children. Cool. What am I gonna blow? Man. Hey, where's that wimpy cowboy doll?
Sid glances around the room, Then, with an evil smirk, lifts up the milk crate. Not finding Woody, he frowns. Woody is inside the crate, desperately clinging under the top. Sid steps on Buzz.
Yes! I've always wanted to put a spaceman into orbit.
Sid puts Buzz and Woody's milk crate on his desk next to the rocket, then puts a toolbox on top of Woody's hideout. Woody falls onto the desk and covers himself with a notebook. Through the crate slats, he watches Sid tape the rocket to Buzz's back. Lightning flashes into the dark room.
Aw, man!
Woody sighs with relief. Sid bangs his head against the rain-streaked window, then brings a finger to his ear.
Sid Phillips reporting, launch of the shuttle has been delayed due to adverse weather conditions at the launch site. Tomorrow's forecast, sunny.
Sweet dreams.
Next door, Andy lies glassy-eyed in bed. His mom brings him his cowboy hat.
I looked everywhere, honey, but all I could find was your hat.
But what if we leave them behind?
Oh, don't worry, honey. I'm sure we'll find Woody and Buzz before we leave tomorrow.
She kisses him goodnight, turns off his lamp, and leaves. Rex and Potato Head pop out of a box marked Andy's Toys.
I need air!
Will you quit moving around?
I'm sorry, it's just that I get so nervous before I travel.
How did I get stuck with you as a moving buddy?
Everyone else was picked.
Bo Peep, a glossy porcelain figurine, watches Andy sleep with his red cowboy hat.
Oh, Woody. If only you could see how much Andy misses you.
The night sky pours rain. Next door, Sid sleeps in his clothes and sneakers on his sheetless bed. Woody tries to lift up the milk crate. He's trapped by the heavy toolbox on top of the crate.
Psst. Hey, Buzz!
Buzz sleeps, strapped to the rocket. Woody chucks a washer at him, hitting his space helmet.
Hey, get over here and see if you can get this toolbox off me.
Buzz eyes Woody with a sad frown.
Oh, come on, Buzz. Buzz, I can't do this without you. I need your help.
I can't help. I can't help anyone.
Why, sure you can, Buzz. You can get me out of here, and then I'll get that rocket off you, and we'll make a break for Andy's house.
Andy's house? Sid's house? What's the difference?
Oh, Buzz, you've had a big fall. You must not be thinking clearly.
No, Woody. For the first time, I am thinking clearly. You were right all along. I'm not a Space Ranger. I'm just a toy, a stupid, little, insignificant toy.
Whoa, hey, wait a minute. Being a toy is a lot better than being a Space Ranger.
Yeah, right.
No, it is. Look, over in that house is a kid who thinks you are the greatest, and it's not because you're a Space Ranger, pal. It's because you're a toy. You are his toy.
But why would Andy want me?
Why would Andy want you? Look at you. You're a Buzz Lightyear. Any other toy would give up his moving parts just to be you. You've got wings. You glow in the dark. You talk. Your helmet does that whoosh thing. You are a cool toy.
Buzz raises an eyebrow.
As a matter of fact, you're too cool. I mean, what chance does a toy like me have against a Buzz Lightyear action figure? All I can do is...
Woody yanks his string.
Why would Andy ever want to play with me when he's got you? I'm the one that should be strapped to that rocket.
Woody slumps against the crate wall and hangs his head. Buzz perks up, his round blue eyes shifting in wonder. He lifts his foot and reads the inscription written in black marker on the bottom of his space boot. Andy. Gently running his fingers over the signature, Buzz smiles softly and glances at Woody in the crate.
Listen, Buzz, forget about me. You should get out of here while you can.
Woody turns to look at Buzz, but he's not there. Drawing a heavy breath, Woody closes his eyes and lowers his head, unaware of Buzz on top of the crate.
Buzz, what are you doing? I thought you...
Come on, Sheriff. There's a kid over in that house who needs us. Now let's get you out of this thing.
Yes, sir!
Buzz starts to shove the toolbox.
Come on, Buzz, we can do it!
Woody pushes the crate, then stops. Buzz glances out the window.
Woody, it's the moving van. We gotta get out of here now.
Pushing together, they slide the crate across the desk.
Come on, Buzz.
It hangs several inches over the edge.
All right.
Woody hops to the floor.
Buzz, hey, I'm out.
Almost there.
Buzz pushes the toolbox off. It slams on top of Woody. Sid stirs in his bed.
I wanna ride the pony.
Buzz stares at the toolbox.
Woody! Woody, are you all right?
Woody lifts it up.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
The alarm clock shakes. Buzz and Woody freeze into toys. Sid groggily sits up as the ringing clock wobbles off the desk. He spots Buzz.
Oh, yeah! Time for liftoff!
Sid carries Buzz to the door.
To infinity and beyond!
He dashes downstairs with Buzz taped to the rocket. Woody leaps to stop the door before it closes, then glimpses Scud galloping toward him. Woody slams Scud's head in the door.
Okay, what do I do? Come on, Woody. Think.
He glances around at the mutant toys.
Guys!
They hide.
No, wait. Wait, listen, please. There's a good toy down there. He's gonna be blown to bits in a few minutes. All because of me. We've gotta save him. But I need your help.
Alone in the center of the room, Woody stares gloomily at the floor. The one-eyed baby face peeks out from under the bed.
Please. He's my friend. He's the only one I've got.
Babyface crawls out on its spidery legs and taps its metal claw against the bedpost. The leg-mounted fishing pole lowers itself and a small pogo duck to the floor, where they gather with other toys around Woody.
Thank you. Okay, I think I know what to do. We're going to have to break a few rules, but if it works, it'll help everybody.
In his room, Andy glumly stares at the floor, holding his cowboy hat and Buzz Lightyear spaceship, as a mover carts away his toy boxes. Next door, Sid gets supplies from the shed.
Instant emission control. Come in, control. Launch pad is being constructed.
Inside, Woody maps out the plan.
All right, listen up. I need pump boy here, Ducky here. Legs, you're with Ducky. Roller Bob and I don't move till we get the signal. Clear? Okay, let's move!
With Scud hovering outside the bedroom door, the toys split up. A weightlifter with an insect head climbs atop Babyface, while Legs and Ducky hurry into an air vent. Ducky hops pogo style, leading Legs through the aluminum tunnels. Woody climbs onto Roller Bob, a skateboard with a pilot attached to the front.
Wind the frog!
A toy car with arms and legs winds up a two-wheeled frog. The weightlifter bug holds up Jack in the Box, whose wrinkled hand pops out and grabs the doorknob. Meanwhile, Ducky and Legs enter a crawl space over the porch and remove a light fixture. Ducky sticks his head through the hole in the ceiling outside the front door. Back in Sid's room, Woody kneels on Roller Bob.
Wait for the signal.
Above the porch, Ducky hooks Legs' fishing line to its baby doll torso, then drops through the hole near the front door. Legs lowers its partner toward the door. Arm outstretched, Ducky swings, aiming for the doorbell.
Go!
The hand opens the bedroom door and Frog zips out between Scud's legs.
All right, let's go!
Scud chases Frog.
Now!
The toys ride Roller Bob.
I'm coming!
Legs lowers Ducky to the ground. Hannah opens the front door. Behind her, Scud bounds downstairs after Frog, who zooms between Hannah's legs into Ducky's arms. Scud bowls over Hannah as Legs pulls Ducky and Frog to safety.
Stupid dog!
She slams the door in his face, leaving him outside. Out of her sight, the toys ride Roller Bob down the stairs and into the kitchen.
Lean back!
Roller Bob pops a wheelie. The toys sail out a dog door into a backyard bush.
Mission Control, is the launch pad construction complete?
While Sid is in the shed, Woody spots rocket-bound Buzz on a milk crate, then sees Legs, Ducky, and Frog hop out of a drainpipe.
Let's go!
Hey, Mom! Where are the matches? Oh, wait, here they are. Never mind!
Woody! Great! Help me out of this thing.
Shh!
What? It's okay. Everything's under control.
Woody flops down like a toy.
What are you doing?
Houston, all systems are go. Requesting permission to launch.
Sid sees Woody.
Hey, how Would you get out here? Oh, well, you and I can have a cookout later.
He tosses Woody onto a barbecue and puts a match in Woody's holster.
Houston, do we have permission to launch? Roger, permission granted. You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
Sid lights a match.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
Woody lies five, toy-like on the barbecue.
3, 2, 1!
Reach for the sky!
Huh?
This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole!
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right, your toys.
Sid sees a charred doll walking toward him. A buried truck rises out of the sandbox. Buzz grins excitedly. Two soldiers, one headless, the other with a nail through its head, emerge from a mud puddle and join the mutant toys creeping towards Sid. The three-eyed alien comes out from under a dog dish. Legs lowers Babyface onto Sid's head. Jack in the Box grabs Sid's foot. Sid, holding Woody, glances around, his eyes wide with terror.
From now on, you must take good care of your toys. Because if you don't, we'll find out, Sid. Toys can see everything.
So play nice.
Tossing Woody away in fright, Sid races inside. Woody jumps up, grinning.
We did it! We did it!
Yes! The toys! The toys are alive! Nice toy!
Hannah pretends to attack Sid with her doll. He runs upstairs. In the yard.
Nice work, fellas. Good job. Coming out of the ground. What a touch. That was a stroke of genius.
Woody.
Buzz shakes Woody's hand.
Thanks.
Everybody say bye, house!
Woody, the van!
Woody frees Buzz from the crate, and they dash across the yard.
We gotta run fence, guys!
Woody hurries through a picket fence and sees Andy's minivan.
Quick!
Woody climbs onto the van's bumper. The rocket on Buzz's back gets stuck on the fence.
Just go! I'll catch up!
Clinging to the rear wiper, Woody looks uncertainly from Buzz to the van, then sprints toward his friend. Woody pushes Buzz and the rocket free. They run into the road as the van dries off, then turn to see the moving truck headed straight for them. They dive down, ducking as the huge truck passes over them and follows the van.
Come on!
Buzz and Woody race after the truck. Lying on Sid's front steps, Scud snarls at them. Buzz nears the truck, leaps for a strap hanging off the back, and catches it. He climbs up onto the bumper. Woody misses the strap.
You can do it, Woody!
He dives and grabs it.
I made it!
Scud barrels toward the truck and bites Woody's leg.
Get out where you stupid!
Woody
slips down the strap.
I can't do it.
Take care of Andy for me.
No.
Buzz leaps onto Scud's head and snaps his eyelids. Scud lets go of Woody and stops in the road. Woody grits his teeth, climbs onto the truck's bumper, and tugs on the door handle. As the truck stops at a red light, the back door slides open, pulling Woody into the air. He looks into the truck, glimpses the box marked Andy's Toys, and smiles. In the road, Scud shakes his head, tossing Buzz under a sedan. Back in the truck, Woody hurriedly opens the toy box.
Ow! Are we there already?
Woody!
Woody!
Woody.
How'd he
get here? Where
are you? Woody opens another box.
What's going on? What's he taking?
Aha! There you are!
RC.
Hey, what's he doing?
Woody pushes the race car out of the truck.
He's at it again!
Holding RC's remote control, Woody steers the race car under the sedan where Scud has Buzz cornered. The truck starts to move.
Get him!
The toys tip over their box. Woody glances back in panic, then concentrates as he steers RC. Buzz grabs on for the ride. Bud chases the speeding race car toward the truck, where a wrestling action figure spins Woody over his head. Woody's twirling remote steers RC in a circle around Scud. The wrestler tosses Woody to the floor, sending RC back on course. Ham slams on top of Woody, jerking the remote and launching RC and Buzz into the air. They land with Scud right on their tail. Buzz gapes as RC follows the truck through a busy intersection. They zip through traffic. A car skids to a stop in front of Scud. RC weaves through the swerving cars. A five-car collision boxes Scud in. Buzz relaxes.
No, please! You don't understand! Buzz is out there! We gotta help him! No!
Toss him overboard!
No, 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 wait!
The wrestler throws Woody and the remote out of the truck. He ducks as a car drives over him. As he stands, RC and Buzz plow into him.
Oh! Oh! Well, thanks for the ride! Look out!
Woody, Buzz, and RC swerve under a car.
Now let's catch up to that truck!
Woody flips the remote into turbo gear. In the truck, binocular Lenny spots him catching up.
Guys! Guys! Woody's riding RC!
What?
And Buzz is with him!
As Woody pilots RC closer, Bo Peep looks through Lenny for a closer look.
It is Buzz! Woody was telling the truth!
What have we done?
Great, now I have guilt!
We're almost there!
Rock, the ramp!
The muscle-bound wrestler pushes a lever. A ramp drops from the back of the truck to the pavement, then flips open, just missing RC.
Look out!
Sparks fly.
Quick, hold on to my tail!
With his back feet on the truck, Slinky Dog hops onto the ramp, stretching his spring body. Woody grabs his paw. RC slows down, pulling Slink.
Woody, speed up!
Speed up!
The batteries! They're running out!
RC drops farther behind the truck, stretching Slinky's spring body 30 feet. In the minivan, Andy's baby sister spots the toys in the side mirror. RC zigzags across the road. Their grip breaks. Slink springs back into the truck. As RC rolls to a stop in the middle of the street, Buzz and Woody watch the moving truck drive away. Woody throws his arms up in frustration.
Great!
Woody,
the rocket! The match! Yes! Thank you, Sid!
Woody strikes the match from his holster. A passing car snuffs it out.
No! No, no! 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 No!
The sun beams through Buzz's clear space helmet onto Woody's hand, burning it.
No!
Woody glimpses his smoking hand, then notices the intense sunbeam shining through the helmet and yanks Buzz's head over the rocket fuse.
Woody, what are you doing?
Hold still, Buzz!
The fuse lights.
You did it! Next stop, Andy!
Wait a minute. I just lit a rocket. Rockets explode!
Buzz and Woody hang on tight as RC streaks down the yellow line through two lanes of traffic. In the truck, Slinky lies stretched out.
Should've held on longer.
Look, look, it's Woody and Buzz coming up fast!
With the flaming rocket strapped to his back, Buzz soars off the ground, carrying Woody, who holds onto RC. As they near the truck, Buzz pulls up. The wind-blown Woody lets go of RC.
Take cover!
RC flies into the truck, dismembering Potato Head. Buzz and Woody rocket into the sky.
No! This is the part where we blow up!
Not today!
Buzz opens his wings, and the duo falls away from the rocket. Woody covers his eyes as they plummet. They swoop underneath some power lines, then fly back up.
Hey, Buzz! You're flying!
This isn't flying. This is falling with style.
To infinity and beyond!
Woody spreads his arms like wings as they glide toward the truck, then pass over it.
Buzz! We missed the truck!
We're not aiming for the truck!
Woody glimpses the minivan up ahead. They drop through the open sunroof, landing in a box next to Andy.
Hey, wow!
What? What is it?
Woody! Buzz!
Oh, great, you found them. Where were they?
Here in the car!
See? Now, what did I tell you? Right where you left them.
Buzz and Woody wink. Later, in winter, snow blankets Andy's new house. He sits with his mom and Molly around the Christmas tree.
Which one can I open first?
Let's let Molly open one.
In the tree, the sergeant hides behind an ornament. His patrol balances the transmitter on a limb.
Frankincense, this is Myrrh.
Hey, heads up, everybody! It's showtime!
Bo Peep pulls Woody close with her crook.
Bo! There's gotta be a less painful way to get my attention.
Merry Christmas, Sheriff.
Say, isn't that mistletoe?
Mm-hmm.
Oop!
Bo kisses him.
Maybe Andy will get another dinosaur, like a leaf eater. That way I could play the dominant predator.
Quiet, everyone, quiet!
Holly's first present is Mrs. Potato Head. Repeat, Mrs. Potato Head.
Way to go, Idaho!
Gee, I better shave.
Potato Head pops off his mustache. The lipstick-smudged Woody sits next to Buzz.
Come in, Frankincense. Andy is now opening his first present.
Buzz Lightyear, you are not worried, are you?
Me? No.
Large box. It's...
Are you?
Now, Buzz, what could Andy possibly get that is worse than you?
They try to smile. Cut to black. This film has been described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston. Described by Samantha Manahan. Read by Kriya Sakakini. For more information about DVS, call toll-free 1-800-333-1203 or write to our email address, dvs@wgbh.org. Credits roll, a Pixar production. Executive producers Edwin Catmull and Steve Jobs. Supervising technical director William Reeves. Music by Randy Newman. Songs written and performed by Randy Newman. Original story by John Lasseter, Pete Docter, Andrew Stanton, and Joe Ranft. Screenplay by Joss Whedon, Andrew Stanton, Joel Cohen, and Alex Sokolov. Produced by Ralph Guggenheim and Bonnie Arnold. Directed by John Lasseter. Art director Ralph Eggleston. Film editors Robert Gordon and Lee Unkrich. Supervising animator Pete Docter. Sound design Gary Rydstrom. Production supervisor Karen Robert Jackson. Cast: Tom Hanks as Woody. Tim Allen as Buzz Lightyear. Don Rickles as Mr. Potato Head. Jim Varney as Slinky Dog. Wallace Shawn as Rex. John Ratzenberger as Ham. Annie Potts as Bo Peep. Eric Von Denton as Sid, Lori Metcalf as Mrs. Davis, R. Lee Ermey as Sergeant, Sarah Freeman as Hannah, Penn Jillette as the TV announcer. You've Got a Friend in Me, end title, written and produced by Randy Newman, performed by Randy Newman and Lyle Lovett. Executive music producer Chris Montan. Story supervisors Joe Ranft and Robert Lentz. Story coordinator Susan E. Levin. Directing animators Rich Quaid and Ash Brannon. Animation managers Treva Von Clark and BZ Petroff. Associate Technical Director Eben Fisk Osby. Technical Department Manager Allison Smith Murphy. Art Manager Terry Herman McQueen. Designer Illustrator Bob Polly. Layout Manager BZ Petroff. Supervising Layout Artist Craig Good. Editorial Manager Julie M. McDonald. Camera Manager, Julie M. McDonald. Senior Production Associate, Susan Hamana. Computer Systems Manager, David H. Ching. Post-Production Supervisor, Patsy Bouget. Post-Production Sound Services provided by Skywalker Sound. Re-Recording Mixers, Gary Summers and Gary Rydstrom. Orchestrations by Don Davis and Randy Newman. Music recorded and mixed by Frank Wolf. Songs: You've Got a Friend in Me, Strange Things, and I Will Go Sailing No More, written, performed, and produced by Randy Newman. Soundtrack available on cassette and compact disc from Walt Disney Records. Video game and CD-ROM available from Disney Interactive. Visit Toy Story online at www.toystory.com. Copyright 1995, The Walt Disney Company. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution, Incorporated. A computer-animated logo appears. An illuminated desk lamp hops past the word Pixar, then squashes the letter I. A subtitle appears. Animation Studios. The light fades and the lamp switches off. Another logo. The title Walt Disney Pictures flashes into view below a majestic castle. A twinkling ball of light arcs over it.